Meanwhile, several people were killed in demonstrations along the Venezuelan border with Brazil in early March. Among those killed were members of the Pemon Indians who attempted to block Venezuelan troops from entering their lands. The Pemon live in a wild and remote area near what may have been the site of the fictional story The Lost World by Arthur Conan Doyle. The advocacy director for the tribal rights organization Survival International is Fiona Watson. She says the deaths of the lightly armed indigenous people have received almost no coverage in the world's media.
This incident we're talking about involves a tribe called the Pemon. There are about 30,000 of them. Most of them live in the southern part of Venezuela and a few in Guyana and neighboring Brazil. And in Venezuela, their land is in the most extraordinary area. It's incredible. It's full of savannas, forest, and these amazing flat top, like table mountains, which they call tepuis.
What happened?
As far as we know, on the 22nd of February, there was a horrible shootout on the road that passes through Pemon land from the sort of center of Venezuela. It goes right down to the Brazil border. And there's a community there called Cumaracapai, and they were blockading the road. And that was to stop the army from reaching the frontier with Brazil, because they had been ordered to close the border to prevent humanitarian aid coming in from Brazil. And due to the crisis and chaos in Venezuela, there are great shortages of things like, you know, basic medicines, food, that sort of thing. And the Pemon wanted medicines to come in. And so they were angry that the convoy was going to be stopped. So they blockaded the road and the army fired on them. And one Pemon woman died almost straight away. And then as far as we know, six other people have died, most of whom are Pemon Indians who subsequently died of their injuries. So it was a very brutal attack because the army were clearly armed with guns, and the Pemon, from what I can see in the videos, were not armed at all. Or if they were, did have arms, they were bows and arrows, which are no match at all for firepower. And then after that, the whole area went down into lockdown. Troops were sent to the border town called Santa Elena, and I've seen video there of shooting, tanks on the street, lots of shooting, people fleeing. And Pemon that I have spoken to, in fact, one of my good Pemon friends says that his in-laws have fled the area. So there's a lot of tension, a lot of violence, many Pemon in hiding. Many were arrested. Subsequently, some of them have been released. So it's a pretty chaotic situation, actually.
How does this fit into the politics of the region?
The politics are undoubtedly complicated. I think what's been going on in this particular area where the Pemon live is that, and in fact, it's the same in other parts of Venezuela that I know of, is the breakdown of law and order. And Venezuela, parts of Venezuela, including the Pemon territory, have been overrun by what they call sindicatos, which are these kind of armed gangs or militias, drug traffickers, people who are taking advantage of the general chaos as Venezuela slides and, you know, is in crisis. There's also a big problem, and has been for a while, on Pemon land, which is to do with gold mining. There are gold mining companies, and in fact, President Maduro several years ago announced a massive corporate scheme whereby that's called the mining arch of the Orinoco. The Orinoco is the main river in this region. And it's a huge scheme whereby a lot of indigenous territories and protected areas would be opened up to large-scale mining. So many indigenous peoples, including the Pemon, are very worried about this. So if you put all these factors together, like the looming threat of large-scale gold mining, the breakdown of law and order, these sindicato groups acting like militias, doing what they like, it's a very toxic and volatile situation. And in fact, in December, one Pemon was killed by the intelligence services of Venezuela, who were going into an area with a view to getting out small-scale gold miners to pave the way for large-scale gold mining. So there was a conflict over that. The recent killing of Pemon last month has to be really looked at in that context.
And that's Fiona Watson, an advocacy director for the tribal rights organization Survival International.